I am also a student with you all. Slightly bigger one, but I am a student with all of you. I want to speak of three words which are very important words, and I want you all to write down those words. Three words. The first word is ignorance. If you find it difficult, I'll spell for you. I-G-N-O-R-A-N-C-E. Ignorance. The second word is liberation. L-I-B-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. Once again, L-I-B-E-R-A-T-I-O-N, liberation. And third word is perfection. P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N, perfection. Written down? P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N, perfection. Three words. Very important words. Ignorance, liberation, perfection. Now we shall try to understand these three words. Ignorance, what does it mean? Have you come across this word any time before? This word? Anybody has come across this word before? Yes? Who has come across? Tell me. Yes, good. Good. Anybody else? Have you heard of this word before? Yes, good. Yes? Excellent. So many have come across. You have come across?
Yeah, but I don't know what it means.
Huh?
I don't know what it means.
You don't know what it means. You. Now tell me what it means, according to you.
Interested in somebody.
Huh?
Interested in somebody.
Interested in some... Can you tell me what it
means? Ignore, when you don't pay attention.
Oh, yes, good. When you ignore somebody, right? You heard this word before? Yes, what do you think it means? No. All right. You can tell me?
Yeah, what she said.
What she said is correct. Good. Anybody else? You can tell me? Correct? Good. What does it mean?
It also means when you don't know about something.
Good. When you don't know about something. Good. When you ignore something, when you don't know about it. Excellent. So you can write down. The word ignorance comes from ignoring. It comes from ignoring. You ignore. If I don't look at you, even in the class, I'm ignoring. I'm looking here, not looking here. So this portion is ignored. Therefore, what is happening here, I do not know. So this also is an answer. By ignoring, you do not know. Both things happen. You can say these are the two sides of the same coin. If you ignore, you do not know. Alright, now let us see the second word, liberation. Now, who has heard this word? Yes, good. You? Yes. Anybody else? Good. Anybody else? Yes, good. Good. Yes, good. At least 7 people have heard this word, liberation. Now let me ask him, what do you mean by liberation?
Freedom.
Freedom, good. Excellent. You have heard the word freedom?
Yes.
All of you have heard the word freedom. Good. So liberation means at the highest level, freedom means freedom from ignorance. Alright, that is the meaning of liberation, freedom from ignorance. Because in ignorance you do not know, in liberation you come to know. So when you have knowledge, you have liberation. So absence of knowledge is ignorance. Presence of knowledge is liberation. Good? You become free when you come to know. Then comes the word perfection. You have heard this word, perfection? Yes? Yes? Tell me, what is the meaning of perfection?
Perfect.
Yes, perfect means what?
Perfect
means perfect. Good.
Be perfect in something.
Pardon?
Be perfect in
something. Yes, tell me, what is the meaning of perfection? Yes.
One doesn't need to be worked on again.
Yes, good. When one does not need to be worked upon again, it's perfect. You draw a picture, and the picture is so beautiful, you don't need to work upon it again. Perfect. You dress up nicely, no? When your hair are well combed, your shirt is well pressed, well presented, you look beautiful, and you say you're perfect. Nothing more to be added. Your body looks so beautiful. Everything is so proportionately placed in the right place. It's perfect. We shall, when we move forward, we shall understand these 3 words more and more. But for beginning, this is good. We all understand to some extent these 3 words. Ignorance, liberation, perfection. There was a time when little children, this was long ago, when little children always used to ask this question, how to become liberated. Even little children used to ask this question. At present it is not so, but there was a time when many children used to ask this question, how shall I be liberated? And many teachers were there around who used to tell them, in order to become liberated, you have to do not only lot of study,